RWA on-chain market cap hits $22.8 billion, a new record, while crypto sits in fear. Tokenized real-world assets reached a new all-time high of $22.8 billion in on-chain market cap on April 5th, according to Cointelegraph, with Tether in the lead. The milestone lands during a period of subdued market sentiment. Bitcoin trades at $16,147 as of April 5th, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index reads 30, and spot CEX volumes hit their lowest level in 2 years last month. The divergence is worth examining. Retail traders are pulling back. Institutional capital is flowing into tokenized assets at an accelerating pace. Tether Gold and the commodity anchor, Tether Gold, XAUT, which represents 1 troy fine ounce of physical gold stored in Swiss vaults, has emerged as a dominant force in the RWA category. Its market cap hovers near $2.5 billion, making it the largest single tokenized commodity by on-chain value. Paxos Gold, PAXG, follows at approximately $1.76 billion. Together, XAUT and PAXG account for roughly 74% of the tokenized commodity market. This concentration matters. It means the RWA milestone is not driven by hundreds of small experiments. Two products, both backed by physical gold, make up the commodity side. Tether's brand recognition and existing infrastructure from USDT gives XAUT distribution advantages that newer tokenizers cannot easily replicate. Gold itself is part of the story. After posting its worst month since 2008 in late Q1, physical gold has stabilized, and tokenized exposure offers 24/7 trading, fractional ownership, and settlement speeds that traditional gold ETFs cannot match. For holders who want gold exposure without brokerage hours or minimum lot sizes, XAUT and PAXG fill a gap. Treasuries dominate the other half. Tokenized U.S. treasuries account for approximately $1,288 billion of the on-chain RWA total as of early April. BlackRock's Boidal Fund has crossed $2.2 billion alone, making it the single largest tokenized treasury product. The fund offers institutional investors a way to hold short-duration government debt on-chain, with yields that track the federal funds rate. Ethereum and its Layer 2 networks host more than 3/4 of all tokenized value, though BNB Chain has climbed to second place with roughly $3 billion in RWA TVL. Solana, Stellar, and Liquid Network each hold around $1 billion. The growth trajectory is consistent. In January 2026, total RWA value locked stood at $21.35 billion. By March, it had cleared $22 billion. The push to $22.8 billion represents a roughly 7% gain in 3 months, steady rather than explosive, but notable because it happened while broader crypto markets contracted. Why RWA grows? When speculation retreats, the simplest explanation: tokenized treasuries and gold are not speculative assets. They generate yield or track a commodity price. When risk appetite shrinks and traders exit leveraged positions, capital often rotates into yield-bearing instruments. Tokenized treasuries offering 4-5% APY on-chain become attractive relative to sitting in stablecoins earning nothing or holding volatile tokens during a quarter where Bitcoin logged its worst performance since 2018. The IMF acknowledged this dynamic earlier this week, calling tokenized finance a structural shift rather than a simple upgrade. Tobias Adrian, the IMF's financial counselor, specifically flagged the systemic implications of on-chain assets growing faster than regulatory frameworks can adapt. The $22.8 billion ATH adds a data point to that argument. Private credit, which makes up over 50% of the broader RWA category when measured more inclusively, pushes the total even higher. Some trackers put the all-inclusive figure near $29 billion. The $22.8 billion cited by Cointelegraph appears to measure liquid, publicly trackable on-chain tokens, excluding private credit instruments with restricted access. The holder base is expanding. Two RWA holder numbers increased by approximately 8.9% over the past month, suggesting the growth is not just existing whales adding positions. New wallets are entering the category. Part of this is accessibility. Platforms like Coinbase and Kraken have made tokenized treasury access easier for retail users, while institutional custody providers have added RWA support to their standard offerings. For crypto card users, the connection is indirect but real. Stablecoin-funded cards already let holders spend dollar-pegged assets at merchants. As tokenized treasuries become more liquid and composable, the gap between earning 4.5% yield on tokenized T-bills and spending those returns at a point of sale narrows. Several stablecoin-focused cards already accept USDC and USDT top-ups. Treasury-backed stablecoins like USYC could eventually slot into similar spending pipelines. What to watch next? The pace matters more than the number. RWA grew from $20.33 billion in November 2025 to $22.8 billion in April 2026, roughly $500 million per month. If that pace holds, the category crosses $25 billion by late summer. If institutional products like Bwidel accelerate their fundraising, it could happen sooner. The risk is concentration. Tether Gold and BlackRock Bwidel together represent a disproportionate share. A regulatory action against either, or a significant gold price decline, would dent the headline numbers. Diversification across asset types, tokenized equities, commodities beyond gold, and real estate remains early stage. For now, $22.8 billion in a fear market is the headline. Tokenized assets are setting records while most of crypto treads water.